Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. With me tonight is Ratchet412162.
You son of a bitch, but hello, Internet. I am back.
We are back after a very, very, very long hiatus dealing with recording program issues, life issues, crap like that, unfortunately. It's been a long road for a lot of us. Merry belated Christmas, happy belated Thanksgiving, happy fucking New Year.
Happy Hanukkah for the Jewish listeners, if any.
Screw you. But yeah, we've unfortunately been having to take a long break due to issues with a lot of members of the cast and a few other issues. But yeah, we're going to be kicking off right immediately with the best shit we've been having. So, most people, as we've seen on the internet, have been doing lists, essentially. Like, they're doing the best movies of 2010, the best video games of 2010, the best anime. More recently, Nostalgia Critic doing his best and worst list of movies of 2010. And there was a few issues I have with him on his thing, but they're all pretty good movies, most of them. A lot of them I haven't seen. So we decided to just make a best games of 2010, like we decided a long time ago, actually. We're going to go category-wise. Our categories are best shooter, best RPG, best music genre game, such as Guitar Hero, Audio Surf for the PC, DJ Hero, shit like that. Best sandbox games. Now, how we think of sandbox games is Minecraft, like you build constantly, nothing but building. Best indie game. Now, indie games, whatever we think of it, like Cave Story for the PC and Wii now, Shoot One Up for the 360, doesn't really matter to us what an indie game is, as long as it's not made, have a logo like Activision or EA. Best MMO, like World of Warcraft, Cataclysm, DC Heroes.
That's not going to be on the list.
Some of the games that have recently gone free to play, such as Lord of the Rings and Dungeons and Dragons.
We may even bring up an upcoming MMO, Star Wars The Old Republic. That looks pretty damn good, except with some issues, but other than that, it looks pretty good.
Hey, you know what? If BioWare makes it, I'll try it.
Yeah, I'll try it too. Adventure games. Now, this is not the normal category of RPGs. Like how Final Fantasy is an RPG, I would consider Fable 3 not an RPG. I'd be an adventure game. Because RPG games, how it's decided is that you are this character. You are this person. Fable has a more feel of, I'm just this guy playing his story. It's an adventure game. Alan Wake is an adventure game.
Or, if you want to go with more traditional adventure games, go into Penny Arcade, the Penny Arcade game, or the recently released Back to the Future game.
Still have yet to play that, but I've heard it's good. Hell, even Transformers War for Cybertron, that counts as an adventure game. Even though it's a third-person shooter, I know a lot of people are going to be bitch at me about it, but it's an adventure game. Platformers. Now, how we decided this one is if it gives you a feeling of a platformer from an old-school game. Like Super Meat Boy, it gives you Mega Man X style gameplay, where you're jumping constantly around obstacles. New Super Mario Bros. Wii, Super Mario Galaxy series, those are what we consider platformers. Now, the last and final category that we've seen is retro style. Now, I know a lot of people are like, Soundwave, what's a retro game? What we call retro games is stuff that gives you feeling of old games. Let's go with 8 for recently for the PC and also Wii, 8-Bit Trip 2. Now, it's a music game, yes, but it's 8-bit. It doesn't count as a music game, technically. Super Meat Boy is one of them for the 360 and PSN. Sonic 4, yes, I know, it's not considered retro. Because, it's got the 3D style graphics. Yes, it does. It is retro because it goes back to the original style of Sonic. Even games such as Crazy Taxi, just recently released on the Xbox Live and PSN Arcade, they count as retro because they are games we grew up with as children.
And the sad thing is, that was back in 2000. We are now old men.
Yes, we're very old men. Thank you, you asshole.
That's what I'm here for.
But you know what, Shane? Give us your list for best shooter game of 2010.
Oh, God. All right. For best shooter, it's going to have to be a toss-up between Halo Reach and Call of Duty Black Ops. Now, what I really liked about Call of Duty Black Ops is it gave me that feel of modern warfare, but at the same time, it also gave me the zombies that I loved from World at War. Now, what I mean by the feel of modern warfare? Okay. For those of you who are Call of Duty players out there, you know that the gameplay style of World at War is a tad bit different than Modern Warfare. But finally, Treyarch, you know, in Black Ops, finally managed to get a marriage of the two in to make it feel like a smoother game. But, for best shooter of 2010, I am personally going to have to go with Halo Reach, because I've had hours with that game. Me, personally, I've clocked almost 200 hours on that game, and it's really the most you're going to get out of your money. They tuned the system, they've improved everything that was bad, you know, all the little bugs and everything that were in Halo 3, and on top of that, I mean, they're always improving it. They're always trying new things to make it a different game and a good playing experience that isn't stale. What about for you, Soundwave? What are your best shooters?
I'd have to say my first instinct would be Halo Reach, because for like the last several months, I've been guilty of dogging on Black Ops. I've hated it for one reason: history. Myself, I am a history buff. I love history. And I looked at Call of Duty Black Ops going, bullshit! Vietnam War, we were still using World War II weapons. And what really sold me on it was the multiplayer. I loved the aspect of, oh, you leveled up, congrats. Now you gotta buy the weapon. Wait, I have to buy the weapon? Yes, you get the credits and you buy the weapon. I like that because there's no way to fuck up. Like, oh no, I can't buy this up, and oh, I have to wait more. Oh god, I'm screwed. And Modern Warfare 2, and hell, even Modern Warfare 1, yeah, sure, they gave you the feeling of, you've leveled up, congratulations, you're now a better soldier, here's your shit. But it didn't work well. It felt fun, but not at the same time. Halo Reach, from what I've had the game, I've not clocked as many hours as Shane. I've only clocked about 68 hours grand total, because, well, I've been playing World of Warcraft Cataclysm. But all in all, it was a fun multiplayer aspect. The single player mode really sold it for me. The campaign itself, I loved the campaign. I loved how it made you feel you are on Reach. You're this badass Spartan. Enjoy killing. And no longer did I have to sit around going, come on, I want to kill something. Like with Halo 3, you had to do the whole, what was it, like 5 minutes of, alright, we're running through the jungle now. We're waiting to find the Covenant. Oh look, there's a grunt over there. I'm going to poke him with the BR.
Although, one thing I do also have to comment about Reach, the only thing that's bitchy, and I know all of you folks out there fucking hated this too, the achievement where you have to kill the Elite.
Amen. I gave up after 10 hours trying to figure that one out. But, fucker. But it's just one of those things of, they actually put you inside the story. Yes, the campaign's a little rushed. It's not as big as they want it to be. It's very rushed. It's straightforward. No BSing. But it's a nice campaign. Even though it's rushed, it's still nice. And I approve of Bungie for doing this. Although I want to know why the fuck I should give a shit about any of the characters. The only character I personally connected to was George. I liked him. I hated everybody else. They didn't give a fuck what happened to him. And they killed June, the sniper, off screen. And you know what? Fuck you guys who are going to say, spoilers! If you've not played it by now, fuck off. I'm going to award my best shooter to Halo Reach, because it is an amazing adventure and they've expanded the multiplayer tenfold in Halo 3.
Oh, amen. In fact, with the recent update for you constant Halo players, they just updated the map, so now you can play player-generated content in multiplayer and earn credits for it. Oh, and that's another thing I love about it. The old ranking system, gone. I am finally the rank that I'm supposed to be. Thank you, God.
None of this shit of, oh, you gain experience for only winning a match.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, but I suck at this game. You fail. Sorry. Moving right along. Best RPG game of 2010. I would have to say my RPG game. I would say, not Mass Effect 2, like everybody is going to say. I know everybody else is going, Mass Effect 2, Mass Effect 2. Yes, I like Mass Effect 2. However, Dragon Age and its expansion. Specifically because Dragon Age was amazing. It was a brand new game. Brand new game entirely. No backstory was given. You're just like, wait, what the fuck is this thing? It's like the Final Fantasy when it first came out. Oh, what the hell is this shit? This is a great game. I love this. For being a side project on BioWare's behalf. Bravo on a side project. Just perfect. Bravo. It was just amazingly fun. The expansion a bit rushed, but perfect. And I can't wait for Dragon Age 2. Your thoughts, Shane?
My thoughts? You know what? Dragon Age kicked ass, I'm not gonna lie. But sadly, I wasn't able to finish the campaign. But I'm gonna go back. That's one of the things I'm gonna do for the new year. Go back and finally finish it. But my best RPG for 2010, and yes, Soundwave, I'm gonna be like everybody else, Mass Effect 2. I have played that game at least 4 times by now. And BioWare has done a good job at creating infinite replay value on an RPG, on all of their RPGs, in fact. But especially with Mass Effect, because Mass Effect 2 forced me to go back and finish Mass Effect 1, because, well, before, I hated the Mako missions, but now, I can pilot the Mako with a mastery of, well, fucking anybody on the internet. But with that being said, with a little previewing, I guess, I'm going back to finish up both 1 and 2, so I'm ready for 3.
Amen. 3, from one of the screenshots that have been posted, looks really, really good, and I'm excited for it. It's just going to be all things of, is there going to be multiplayer like the rumors say? Come on.
Oh, I hope there's co-op. That would be badass right there.
That would make it just perfect. Multiplayer co-op.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And, I mean, I just can't say enough good things about Mass Effect 2. And I have bought everything from
Mass
Effect
2. Even the horse armor?
Even the horse armor, yes. Yeah, but, well, right now, I am working on Evil McFuckington. And also, going back and getting those achievements for 1, going back to 2, and going into 3 with the perfect character.
Amen. See, I'm just excited for Mass Effect 3 because it looks amazing and it's awesome. And yeah, I've played Mass Effect 1 and 2. I hated 1 because I played 2 first. I hated 1 with a passion.
You can't do that, man.
I know. I bought 2 before I knew about 1 being on the games on demand. I bought him like, oh my god, this game sucks. unfortunately. Moving right along, music. Like Halo, Guitar Hero, and shit like that. I cannot vouch. I do not have any of them.
Well, fortunately for our audience, I can. To be honest with you, I haven't really played any music games this year. But from what I've played of Rock Band 3, it's a pretty solid game. But the only downside, it's like the others. That's the only downside about music games ever. It's just like the others. But my personal favorites are always going to be Rock Band, because of being able to transfer your downloadable content and the previous CD into the next game. That's always a winner, and that's always going to keep you coming back.
See, I may not be able to judge music games. However, I can judge music within a game. And you know what? I know this game is not released recently. I know. It's not Final Fantasy VII. I know I'm going to get a lot of fits. Bear with me, folks. I've recently found on overclockedremix.org. Yes, there's my free shameless plug for the day. They have what's called Final Fantasy VII Voices of Lifestream. This music is all fan-made music, remixing of original songs, and it's amazing. They're all beautiful. There's just a lot of things that you can listen to. It's like, you don't realize that you're actually listening to the songs from the game, because there's a lot of them that don't sound like from the game. It's amazing, though. They have several different soundtracks. Sonic 3 & Knuckles, Project Chaos. You have been able to hear one of those in the background from one of our podcasts. Even a Kirby one. A goddamn Kirby remix. Who knew that there was Kirby songs that could actually be remixed? But it's amazing. It was really interesting just to listen to the music and be like, holy crap, this is awesome. But yeah, I think that would be the best music ever. Okay, let's see. Sandbox games. Now, recently there's been a bunch of new sandbox games come out. Either A, for the 360, PSN, or PC. I've not seen many for the Wii. But I'm going to say, fuck consoles right now. Minecraft. I know. I've plugged this before. This is not a shameless plug because I finally bought it. This game is the best sandbox game I've ever played. When I can literally find stuff in the air that should not be there, like a floating tree in the middle of fucking nowhere, it's an awesome game. And not only that, but for all you Warcraft lore buds, people like that, you'll recognize this. A world tree. I found in my Minecraft world a world tree. Literally, this world tree was just sitting there in the middle of nowhere. And as I'm coming up to him, I'm like, oh, look, that's a big tree. I get there, I'm like, holy crap, this island is the tree itself. It was just sitting there. So it's like, whoa, that's a big tree. I'm going to cut it down. If I were to describe what Minecraft is, it's a building game. You do nothing but build, and it's amazing for it. It is so far the only game that I can see that has done it right. And that's my indie sandbox game of the year. How about you, Shane?
Gotta go with Minecraft as well. I mean, I know everybody's going to get on me for this, but I haven't played Red Dead Redemption. Haven't really gone into any of those sandbox games because, well, hey, it doesn't really do it for me. But, yeah, Minecraft for building and blowing shit up. Well, blowing shit up for the win.
Amen. Amen. But it's awesome. It's just, hell, after I've played it for like a few days straight now, I gotta keep playing. It has endless replay value, and the mods you can put into the game are amazing. You can change the graphics entirely. You can change every aspect of the entire game, and it becomes amazing. Let's go with next category, indie games. I've not really played any indie games lately. Well, at least this year. I'm probably gonna go with one that I played with last year, Shoot One Up. Now, Shoot One Up is an old top-down space shooter. You're flying into the spaceship, blowing shit up. However, you can have control of up to 32 ships. 32 ships by collecting one-ups. And you know what? It's the only fucking video game that I've ever seen where you can shoot the giant robot lady's tits off. I've never seen any other game like that, and I probably never will.
Mm-hmm.
What would yours be, Shane?
I'm gonna have to go with Shoot One Up 2, and one that I'm actually going to work on very shortly, called The Adventures of Cthulhu. It's on Xbox Live, and, well, you play as Cthulhu saving the day, so more of that to come soon, folks.
Wow. Did I hear that right? Adventures of Cthulhu, or you save the day?
Yep.
Does the theme from that South Park episode play that Totoro thing?
Might as well.
I hope so. MMO. Next category is MMO games. Now, this could be for both PC, console, but I'm going to go with the PC one. World of Warcraft Cataclysm. I know. But World of Warcraft is its own standalone game. Each expansion is amazing each time. They went back to the style I'm familiar with, the classic style, where you actually have to have fucking skill to play the damn game and know everything you can about the levels and bosses. I have been only in a few raids, and already I can vouch, they're hard. The heroics alone, insanely hard. It takes a good hour to 2 hours with a decent group to get a heroic done. If you go with a shit group, it's gonna take too damn long. If you go in with your guild and you have good communication, you're gonna get it done maybe an hour. It's amazing, it's fun. And yeah, I'm gonna say this. The cutscenes, there are cutscenes finally. Each little quest zone has a few cutscenes. A lot of them are forced. For example, the new zone, Uldum, their cutscenes are very forced. It's like, cutscene, get there, eat your cutscene, yeah, eat it! It wasn't fun, that zone, for me, leveling, but I liked the desert Egyptian theme. It was awesome. My best favorite area, not Vajir, not the underwater zone. I don't like that so much. It's fun, but I don't like the 3D aspect of it. I personally love Deephole, because, hell, I'm in the fucking Earth. I'm near the core of Azeroth. If I really wanted to, I could dropkick a gnome into the core planet and be like, burn, little gnome, burn! And just sit there going, gnome campfires are the best campfires ever. This game literally took World of Warcraft to the extreme. I know a lot of people are like, but so did Wrath of Lich King with killing the Arthas. No, No. Arthas had the best death ever. 5 seconds of him going, "Is it over?" "Yes." "Bleh. I'm dead." It was forced to fight. It felt the expansion was very forced, as we found later on. It's like, come on, pump out more content so we can end this expansion fast. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. And as soon as they ended it, I was personally glad. I was praising Blizzard, going, thank you for ending it. Thank you. And lore-wise, how it works is, as soon as you come off the boat in Northrend, boom! Oh, fuck. Giant death. Dragon of death. Crap. And it's just fun just to sit there and play. It's amazing now.
Oh, yes, and don't forget the werewolves.
Oh, that's right. Two new races. Goblins for the Horde. Worgen for the Alliance. And you know what? Every time I see one of you bastards not on a mount, you fucking filthy Worgens, I will yell at you. Get on a fucking leash.
Hey, fuck you, bitch.
Leash law, motherfucker.
No leash law. Rebellion.
You have to lift your leg up to pee.
Yeah, well, so do you, bitch.
I'm not a working fucker.
Anyways.
Hey, you got one, so hey, you might as well be one.
My Worgen's a woman. She has to squat. Aha! Go for a shame.
Well, again, there aren't really that many MMOs in the MMO world that are worth playing aside from World of Warcraft. So mine goes to Cataclysm as well. Props for being a werewolf finally, but I do want to give a shout out to the MMOs that have gone free to play, such as Lord of the Rings and Dungeons and Dragons.
See,
well,
yeah, huh? Yeah, I'll give him props for that. See, I'm just waiting for Star Wars: The Old Republic, because, like, come in, I want to play, come in.
Oh yeah, that's, forget it. When The Old Republic comes out,
I'm quitting WoW for a while.
I'm not going to be around for a while. I might even have to cancel my WoW subscription just to go over there.
See, that's the thing, though. They've not explained if there's any fee yet for the new Star Wars game, which I'm hoping there's not.
Hey, if there's not, then they're going to beat out DC Universe by a long shot.
Oh, amen, amen. Have you seen the fees on that thing? If you want to have a lifetime membership, meaning no monthly fee ever, for as long as the game lives, you're going to have to pay us $275. No.
Oh, okay, concept in theory, but... well, let's say your game dies one day and it goes free to play. Well, you're fucked.
You lost $275. And you know what? You know what? GameStop, you bastards lied. I'm saying this now. You lied to me for one reason. You said it was going to be on 360.
Instead, it's only on PS3.
And computer. I was ready to reserve for my P360, but no! No reserve for you!
Let's just hope next generation, the Xbox, gets its MMOs.
We got two worlds, too.
Hey, you know what? If Mass Effect 3 does get co-op, I'll consider that my MMO.
That'll work. Oh, moving right along to adventure. Okay, what can we say about adventure games? You know what? I think mine would have to be...
You know what? Fuck it. I think we're going to say the same thing. I got a feeling... Nah, we both have the same answer, but go on.
Star Wars Force Unleashed 2.
Oh, no shit.
I loved it. I loved being able to, with two lightsabers, cut off a stormtrooper's head. I wanted that for the first game. It didn't fucking happen. I was waiting for it, and finally it happened. When I can force shock an Ewok and have him go, "Ootie!" Finally, I'm happy.
You know what? My adventure game is probably gonna shock some people. Because, well, I was gonna go with Fable 3, but with a little bit of warning on, you have to collect money. But my adventure game for the year is Poker Night on Steam.
How's that an adventure?
It has adventure gaming people, and, well, technically it has that atmosphere to it.
Okay, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, but definitely Poker Night, because, I mean, hey, Tycho from Penny Arcade, Max from Sam and Max, and Strongbad along with the Heavy from Team Fortress, you can't lose.
I lose, shame on me. I lose again, shame on me. I lose a third time, they kill me.
What? Moving right along. Oh, sorry.
Right, moving right along to Super Meat Boy.
Platform. I love how you instantly say Super Meat Boy for platformer. Thank you. You spoiled the surprise. Yes, Super Meat Boy. We can both agree on this.
Oh, God. Yes.
I am stuck on Chapter 4. Hell. I cannot beat Chapter 4.
Hey, at least you're in hell. I'm still trying to get away from the chainsaw machine driven by Dr. Fetus.
This game, it gives me a Mega Man X feel by the wall jumping, but a Mario feel from some of the bosses. It's really amazing and fun. I'm glad Newgrounds finally... Well, yeah, Newgrounds, because it came out with Newgrounds first. I'm glad they are finally realizing their true calling of consoles, essentially. That a lot of these things that they've been pumping out for Flash games needs to be on.
Oh, but... Yeah, and the best thing about Super Meat Boy... They tuned it so fine for the consoles, it's not even funny.
I mean, I remember playing the PC version, crying because of how bad I was at it. The 360 version, I'm easily beatable. I'm almost done. If I can keep not dying, if I can't die anymore, I should be able to do it. But moving along to our last and final best games of 2010, Retro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Cave Story for the PC and the Wii. I have the PC version myself. This is more of along lines of an... They classify it as an RPG. It's more like Metroid meets Mega Man. It's a fun little platformer. It's insanely hard to get the best ending you can. But, at the same time, it's fun. It's not too challenging, it's not too difficult, but it's just amazing and easy to play. Simple, two buttons, that's it. Well, three, jumping and shooting, but nonetheless. Three buttons, that's it. It's all you need to play. It's fun, simple, yet elegantly made. Your turn, Shane.
My turn. Well,
you can't say Super Meat Boy again.
Yes, I know. Honestly, that's kind of rough for me because, you know, there's too many obvious things. But as far as retro goes, well, shit, I got nothing.
Well, damn.
I mean, the closest thing I can say is Sonic 4.
That one counts, that counts.
Yeah, I can say Sonic 4 easily because it brought me back to the days of Sonic CD. When I went to my rich buddy's house to play that game because I wanted it so badly.
And now it's like, I can download it off the internet. We still do not support illegal piracy of video games. Much. But yeah, I think we've got our best games list of the year.
That's it in a nutshell, yeah.
We're looking forward to the awesome games next year. We're looking forward to every system. For my favorite, my three favorite games I'm waiting for next year. I'm going out of this list out of order. But Dragon Age 2, Mass Effect 3, and Pokemon Black and White. To all the people who like Pokemon, fuck you. I've played Pokemon since I was a kid. Fuck off. It's fun.
Yep, and for me, of course, Dragon Age 2, Mass Effect 3, and let me see. Well, can't really say Pokemon, but for me, I'm going to have to go with Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, I can see
or that. The Old Republic.
Well, whichever one. It's not coming out next year, but this year, but close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And you know what? This anime, we've got to compile a list of anime that we've seen recently. Well, some of them we've actually brought back up to our attention after seeing them again. But we searched around on Google for reviews of them. There's not really been any reviews. Mm-hmm. So, my anime review is Vandred. Now, think of a space anime where the men hate the women hate the men, and it's a laugh and a half every time. No matter what episode it is, you're always going to find something to laugh at, but it's a serious anime. It's a very, very, very good anime. And yes, there are a lot of bouncing tits. But they're not bad and tasteful nudities. They're tasteful nudes. I remember seeing this when my family first got satellite on Stars. This is back in 2000 when anime was still coming to America. Everyone was like, ooh, foreign cartoons, ooh. It was one of those things of, what the fuck is this? I gotta watch. Dude, what the hell? Oh, boobies! I like. This anime literally pushed me to actually watch anime. I've read manga, yeah, my first manga was Ranma ½. And you know what? Everyone who's like, what the fuck's Ranma ½? I'll review that in a later episode. It was an interesting little anime, it's not bad. I hope they bring the third season to America that was supposedly in production since 2006, hopefully. Hopefully it comes to America and it's all gonna be good. And Shane, what's this I hear about you love an Outlaw Star? Finally.
Yes. Well, I've always loved Outlaw Star, actually. But, going back to the older days of anime,
the Trigun
90s, will you say? Yes, the good old days of anime. Well, the good old mid-periods of anime. Because to say the good old days, you gotta go back to Astro Boy. But we're not going back that far.
Hell no.
We're going back as far as internet age is concerned. So, back in the old days, there was on Cartoon Network, Toonami.
Hi!
And Toonami gave us everything. It gave us G Gundam. It gave us Big O. It gave us everything, quite.
It gave us DBC.
To regular television. Regular television. And it made it more mainstream than it had been in the past. So, back then, one of these shows on Toonami, Outlaw Star. And, of course,
there were a recently, lot of episodes we didn't get.
Yep, and recently I've gone back to take a look at Outlaw Star, and you know what? It's better than what I remembered it.
I mean, I've seen the remastered version that I have on DVD, and soon I'll be buying the Blu-ray set when it comes out. Yes, ooh. I finally caved, folks, and bought myself a Blu-ray player. Not a PS3! Piss off, PS3ers, who keep bitching about the fact that I don't have one. I have finally gotten myself the Blu-ray copy. I've pre-ordered it. I'm waiting for it to show up. I've watched a few of these episodes. I'm going, I remember seeing this episode on TV, then the next one, this was not on TV. There's actual boobs showing. Oh my.
Although I must say, there are less tits in this show than I thought there would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, see, I remember in America that there was one episode they showed that had a slight screw-up with the censoring, and there was the tits, and that's, after that, gone. The show was gone immediately. I remember that episode popping up, and that was it. End of anime.
Ah, yes, the Hot Springs episode. Mm-hmm. Who can forget that?
And I loved how it all came together at the end. The ending was glorious and beautiful.
And they need to make a 2 in a live action movie.
Well, that's the thing. I can't remember who directed it, but the creator of it, he's well known for making anime that never ends. That ends abruptly and doesn't continue. Like, for example, Wolf's Rain, Trigun. And it ended up to being where he gets on a daily, from what I've heard, read in an interview about him with him, he gets on a daily basis thousands upon thousands of fan letters, emails going, please continue, we want to see more. He's notorious for creating this world and then saying, I'm done, game over, I quit. It's gotten to the point where, if I remember correctly, no TV station in Japan will hire him on again. He's pretty much banned from being on TV because of the factor of he's notorious for just starting projects and leaving them half-finished. I mean, look at the new Trigun movie that just came out in America and, in Japan and America that I got to see in 2009, a few months before it came out in Japan, at the anime convention. I was very disappointed because there were zero subs. They didn't. It's an anime convention in America. Yeah, you don't bother to put subs. Fuck you, Sakura-kun. Fuck you. It was, from what I could see, I'm looking and going, I don't speak a lick of Japanese. Fuck. It looks like a good movie, though. If I could only understand it.
Ah, yes, the little details.
Unfortunately. But other than that, it was an amazing little thing. I'm glad he finally ended Trigun. The movie that
he
just
ended
came out.
Wait, the movie
the
ended.
The movie ended.
Trigun?
The movie has officially put an ending on it.
Son of a bitch! I gotta see this thing.
From what I've heard, from what I've seen. Now, mind you, I can't judge for sure because I didn't understand what the fuck they were saying because I don't speak Japanese. Because I may be Japanese, yes, but I'm a native. I'm both born and raised in America. I speak English. English is my first and only language. I'm sorry. But hopefully it does end it and gives it a good ending. From what I saw, it had a good ending. Who knows though? And moving right along to our next section. Conventions. We are all, well, most of us, are coming to SakuraCon in Seattle, Washington. There will be no panel like at KoriCon.
Yes, that failed miserably, and
discuss our reasons for hating the convention, our reasons for hating the panel.
But I will say this. Guy who took over panel,
thank you, Ogre. You are now, Ogre, if you are listening to us and you still have our card and you hear this episode, please email us, otaku by default@yahoo.com. We would really like to have your contact information to get in touch with you and bring you onto the show.
Oh, yes.
That is our nickname for you because, hey, you are bigger than our buddy Gabe there, who is military. You are twice as tall as him, from what I can remember, and buffer.
And on top of that, you remind us of Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Amen. Ah, nerds! At the end, I love nerds! If you find it insulting, we're sorry, but hey, you were awesome and you saved our asses. Thank you. Comic-Con in California. Fuck, I keep thinking about Ogre now. Shit. Comic-Con in San Diego, California. Maybe. If we can get tickets.
Yeah. Please give us free tickets.
Please, Comic-Con. If we can afford tickets, we'll decide to go. That's all the conventions I can think of. E3, we're not attending. We're still pissed off about last year.
We won't discuss last year.
We will not bring up last year again. If you want to hear more about last year, please go view our other episodes. I believe it was episode 9. Movies! Recently,
oh yes,
Tron Legacy has graced the screens.
You know what? I gotta tell my story.
Go right ahead, my friend.
I remember it was opening night, and I told my people at work, hey, I'm going to see the midnight showing. So, I get out of work right away. I go to my nearest theater, and I spend $20 on a ticket to get the best fucking seats there.
And
I sit down, not knowing what to expect, having kind of low expectations.
In 3D!
But when I walked out of there, it was like I saw Star Wars all over again. It was like the very first time I saw Star Wars. The very first time as a child that I ever laid my eyes on anything geeky. This movie, as far as I'm concerned, shows the reason why anyone who is a geek became one to begin with.
Yeah, see, what I was amazed with was just listening to the film. A little bit in the film, I actually closed my eyes and just listened. I was amazed at the dialogue, everything. It was enjoyable and fun. And to be honest, I'm gonna miss the film when it's no longer in theaters and will be released on the DVD and Blu-ray. This film I saw, unfortunately not in 3D, like I wish I should have, but I will be definitely going to see it in 3D. When it comes out on DVD, I'll be buying it on probably Blu-ray and in 3D when I get my awesome 3D TV.
Mm-hmm.
This film is amazingly beautiful. It's done. It's perfect. And to all the reviewers of the movie who bitched and hated the film,
and especially the assholes who said the story was bad, oh, you fuckers piss me off even more.
I'm sorry. This is based off a movie from 1982. Screw you! It had no story in the beginning. It has no story now. It's amazing. It is a most epic film. Fuck you.
Oddly enough,
years ago, this film sucked. Tron sucked. It failed. It was a bomb in the box office. Yet, about 1991, it got in popularity for one reason. The internet.
Mm-hmm. It's because us internet people saw that fucking movie and went, yeah, that's how shit really is. Mm-hmm.
There's little people living inside of my computer. And they play video games. Oh, wait, I'm breaking the computer's fourth wall. I'm sorry, computer Tron people who live in my computer.
Hey. Just hope you don't have a clue living there,
oh,
man.
God, no! I don't need my computer to be perfect. Oh, shit. Spoilers.
Hey, not a spoiler. It's not a spoiler.
Moving along. A PSA from Shane about Star Wars audio dramas. What the fuck?
Okay. Back in the... Now we're talking about the real old days.
70s.
The 70s,
oh,
folks.
God.
the era where Star Wars first came out.
Oh, my.
Yep, this is real ancient history, folks.
You're old.
Hey, I didn't say I was born when this shit came out. But, okay. Anyways, back to my point. So, 70s, they started releasing on the radio audio dramas of Star Wars. Kids, find these things, pick them up, buy them, listen to them a lot. Because these things are awesome. They are beyond awesome. They basically, it fills a bunch of holes that are missing in the movies way better than anything George Lucas can add on. Go out and get these things. And that's it.
Yeah, well, that sounds amazing. Once again, we apologize for the delays in recording. Mostly an issue was our recording program, CallGraph, literally imploded.
It decided no working for you this year.
Yeah, it completely said fuck you and wasn't going to work. We've been trying for months to get it to work properly, and it unfortunately took me having to go and rewrite the broken line of code. But it works now, it's perfect, I'm hoping it's going to work for us. We've also been learning more about editing and Audacity. It's been a long road, but we're comfortable enough with it. We think we've got it down to a science, and I'm glad for the diehard people, fans out there that listen to our show. Thank you for sticking around this long and waiting for us to record again. We are really grateful to you guys as not only as fans, as people that love anime and stuff like that, but for you guys listening to us, it gives us an amazing outlook on life and hoping and all this stuff. This will be uploaded onto two places. You'll be able to hear this both on our new Ustream account. Or not Ustream, I'm sorry. What's that damn thing called?
The tubes?
The something.tv. Fuck, I can't remember what it is. The other YouTube? Set, not YouTube, the other one. Something.tv. Blip.
Obviously, it involves the TV.
Blip.tv, this thing that Asset Guy uses to record or post his stuff on. You'll be able to hear it both on the original site, which is otakubydefault.podomatic.com, and you'll be able to hear this on iTunes if you're a subscriber, as well as Blip.tv with our new channel. Blip.tv, or otakubydefault.blip.tv.com, whatever it is, .com, whatever, I don't care if it's a .com or what.
He's had a few too many drinks.
I've had a lot of vodka today.
Ah, yes.
Anyways, I'm glad you all came sticking with us. I'm going to end this like our traditional way of, you just lost a motherfucking game. Have a great night, folks, and 412162, Shane.
You son of a bitch. I'm going to fucking get you on the show one of these days.
Amen. And thank you all for sticking around, and have a good night.
Good night, folks.
Stay classy, everybody.